News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
About 99% of Europe cannot see a natural night sky, never mind the Milky Way. We have allowed artificial lights to take over the world. So says Georgia McMillan, who is the Mayo Dark Sky Park Development Officer at the National Parks and Wildlife Service. And she joins us now. Good morning to you. Georgia, first of all, tell us why being able to see a natural dark sky is an important thing. Many people might say, well, why do we need to?
Well, it's part of our makeup, and it's the way we've evolved. So in the same way that we need to see daylight and we need our daily dose of daylight, equally so chronobiologists say that we need natural night sky to natural nighttime to reset. So it's a question of balance.
Okay, so darkness is important to our quality of sleep, our circadian rhythms, that kind of biological sort of based stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've just kind of erased it from our world. So we have a tendency to go towards 24/7 light in some capacity. So all we're seeing is through the dark sky movement, I guess, is to just take it down a notch and to try and have that dose of darkness in the same way that people are familiar with going out and having, you know, sunlight in daytime.
There is something very beautiful. I when I'm asking you why, I wasn't trying to say that it wasn't important, because there is something incredibly beautiful about a proper starry sky where it is dark and you can see the constellation.
There is.
Yeah, it's stunning. How much of our ability to do that is gone? How much of our sky over Ireland is corrupted with light pollution?
Well, sadly, most of it is degraded. So it's really only the Western Seaboard. So obviously Mayo, where I am, down in Kerry, and the Connemara and Donegal, the West Coast really has what's left of our natural dark skies. And we're probably the darkest in Europe, because all of Europe, mainland Europe, has certainly degraded to a much greater extent. And what's sad about it is that the young people who live in those areas, so even in Ireland, never see a natural night sky. And that has inspired so much in the past of, you know, art, literature, science, anything really.
So Ireland, and is there any move towards, other than from yourselves, any move towards, like, you know, like, protecting it in the way we protect many other things that are heritage based or culturally based? Is there an attempt to do that, to have even on a European basis, to protect the Irish Western Seaboard as a natural dark sky?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to rethink our relationship with artificial light anyway. But there is a movement, and there is a growing movement. In County Mayo, we have a lot of work done with the local authority here. There's different organisations like the Heritage Council that have supported it, the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan, because it's not just us that suffers, it's our ecological systems and our ecosystems that suffer if we have constant light in our world. So there are lots of organisations supporting that.
And
sadly, we don't have national policy. Sorry.
No, and all I was going to ask, and is there a pushback? Because obviously, it's sort of population-based as well. The Western Seaboard wouldn't be the most populous part of the country, so populated part of the country, so that's one of the reasons why it's dark there at night, and obviously regional development is something that is a kind of a policy for government. They want to see people move to the regions. That could change that, but also a lot of people would talk about the importance of lighting places at night for security, for safety reasons, particularly for women out walking or things like that. So there is a push to light up everywhere. How do you balance those two things?
It's finding how much light, and also just to say that it's not just the Western Seaboard that wants dark skies. There are places in the Midlands, I'm speaking tomorrow in Loughborough about it. There are places everywhere in Ireland that still want to have designated places for natural darkness. And what we can do is just reduce the amount of light. So without impacting our safety and the requirements that we have for task lighting.
Okay.
What we have done is, I mean, public lighting isn't really the biggest problem. A lot of it is commercial lighting. You know, when you see floodlights that are just not aimed at the right place, so they're not really doing what they should be doing anyway. They're super bright, they're glary, they're causing more confusion than task.
Look, Georgia, thank you very much. It's a very interesting topic. I have no doubt our listeners will have a view on it as well. Listen, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Georgia McMillan, their Mayo Dark Sky Park Development Officer at the National Parks and Wildlife Service.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.